Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Mulshine, and Sarah is showing me her Beatles artwork.
Yeah, so this is a little portrait that has been matted and printed on very high quality photo paper and distributed to all of the adults in my family. It's in multiple homes, this portrait of the Beatles. And the reason that it is such an epic achievement of my youth, according to my parents, my grandparents, everyone that ruined me for this moment where now I have this high expectation, massive entitlement, but we'll get there later. But this is the assignment was to draw a portrait of your family. And I not only drew the Beatles as my portrait of my family, because instead of having imaginary friends, I told everyone that the Beatles were my brothers. I believed that they were my brothers, but aww, also my grandmother. Like, you could listen to my grandmother do like an my grandmother could give you an academic analysis of this art, like why it's so deep. Like, she's like, you can see like Ringo is crying. Sarah identified a deeper pain in Ringo. Like, so this became,
well, who's
like
the redhead?
I believe the redhead was Lennon. The dark, I think we have Lennon. Paul, Ringo, George.
That's really interesting. That's actually more delusional than what I thought about the Beatles, which was that I was their only fan.
No, I actually thought I was their long lost sister and that I knew them. And I like, you know how I like the same way that I can like remember all your charts. Like, I'm a savant. Like, I'm an idiot in a lot of ways. I'm deeply irresponsible. I am an imperfect person. I'm a life coach who drinks alone. Okay. But I do have an incredible memory, and I could sing all the Beatles songs. Like, I knew every lyric to every Beatles song ever before I had even heard them. As like, it was just, I knew, I said, that is my family. They are my brothers. And I stuck with it, and it became a huge part of my childhood. And they'd be like, kids would be like, my imaginary friends like coming, like, can we make space in the car for my imaginary friend? I was like literally petitioning my parents for like, we need a minivan. There are four of them. I was dead serious. And they were like, all right, well, they can sit on each other's laps. And I used to make us pull over on the way to my grandma's house and be like, come on in, guys. And we would like open the fake door and like let the Beatles in. It's like, of course, my brother is not famous in Montclair. He had no room to breathe here. He was just like, what the fuck's going on? I got to move as far away as possible. They are celebrating this crazy kid. Like, this is so dumb. But so I was sort of known as the Beatles sisters in a very, very small circle of my family. And this portrait was, it was a moment of genius, apparently, that it's literally matted. Like, it's a, like this has been framed, but the frame broke. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Taken extremely seriously, and it is framed and hung in my aunt's house and my grandma's house.
If we ever fire up the merch store again, I think.
Oh my God, is that merch?
Yeah. I think.
What a genius idea. Yeah. I mean, there is something extremely authentic about the portrait.
Yeah.
Me and my family. There's also another one I have to find, but nobody filmed it. Nobody framed it because it wasn't quite as artistically detailed. And I included Luke and Sarah. So that was a funny one too. Another portrait of the family, me, John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Luke. But yeah, the teachers just thought I was a hoot. They were like, we don't know if she's kidding or not, but she literally thinks the Beatles are her siblings.
That's cute.
Yeah, okay. That was my family tree assignment.
So we're going to do that. We're going to do that t-shirt. And speaking of merch.
Wait, and can you find your childhood art? Can we do a childhood art of Molly Sue?
They didn't save mine. I'm the scapegoat. They have Casey.
Right. Oh, that's so painful.
I'm just kidding. They probably have something.
Andy, let us know.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this forbidden for legal reasons work of fiction published on the Daily Mail's website about Jason Sudeikis, Harry Styles, and Olivia Wilde. We're going to do a dramatic reading of it because, once again, for legal reasons, it is fictionalized drama, not real. They deleted it from their website. So that, of course, makes us think that it's because something in it was legally suspect. So,
which is fine, though, because in this context, now that you can't read it anywhere, think of it strictly as interpretive theater.
Right. Interpretive theater, fictional, not real. We are not saying that this is true. In fact, we are saying it's probably not, but we're going to read it anyway because I just really like the Daily Mail's writing style. They have a way with words. I love ample assets. I love a leggy display. So we're going to go through it. But before we do that, we do have one little bit of housekeeping. Okay. We did there is a review of Space Trash.
Let's start with it. Mom. We gotta hit him. This is how you do feedback. Thank you guys so much if you have left reviews. It's 5-star reviews for the Space Trash podcast. We appreciate your listenership so much. But a little piece of housekeeping. Okay, now Mal, get him.
Thank you. That's a really good way to do it. That's why you're the life coach and I am.
That's why you're the CEO and I'm the the CMO.
Okay. I don't really want to be the CEO, but okay.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Let me go the other way. That's why I'm the CEO, like the figurehead, and you're the actual, like I'm the Bush, you're the Cheney.
Okay. I don't want to be the Cheney. I want to be the figurehead. Whatever. We'll iron this out. We'll have an org chart meeting later this week.
Yeah. Okay.
We can both be the figureheads. Okay. So yes, thank you to everyone who has left a nice review, because as you might know, if you weren't born 3 minutes ago, it helps other people to find the podcast when you leave a good review. Okay. Also, we right now have exactly 69 reviews.
Okay. Now that's a good sign.
That's exciting. So we're thankful to everyone, even this person who left this review. Now this person's name is Goldfish with a bunch of X's in the middle.
Okay. So naughty Goldfish.
Yeah. They wrote their review. The subject line is points made. I love the hot takes and points made. They're really relevant, but the dragging of Ana de Armas was kind of mean. I get where you're coming from, but when coming at things she didn't have control over, like the character's emotional state, didn't feel rigged. I think they meant right, but they spelled
it wrong.
How
did they spell it? Spell it for us.
R-I-G-T.
Rigged.
Rigged.
That's rigged.
This... This movie was a horrible take on Marilyn, but I wouldn't blame Anna for not looking joyful enough when it's mainly a director directing the actor's character. But the other girl who didn't hate on Anna that hard, I think that means you, Sarah.
I think I hated her, but okay, go ahead. I haven't read this. So this is actually, okay. Yeah. Talk about me.
Okay. No, they said the other girl who didn't hate on Anna that hard, she doesn't seem as bitter. So okay, this well, person actually,
they are I would say I'm less bitter. Well, we do our bitterness differently.
Yeah, okay. I do mine on mic. I will say that for myself. Everyone's a little bitter about something or other.
Sure.
And if you guys, it's okay to think I'm bitter. It's okay to call me bitter. It's not okay to give my podcast a 3-star review when you acknowledge in the first sentence that you loved the hot takes and points made because they were really relevant.
Well, and in fact, actually, well, sorry, finish that sentence, but
call me bitter, call me a bitch. It's fine. Disagree with what I think about Ana de Armas. It's completely fine. I love that you disagree. I love that we're fostering conversations and I welcome the conversations. Just don't give me a 3-star review about it because you are actively hurting the podcast and we just monetized it.
Right. Like I think again, like we've talked a lot about this season specifically, it's still Libra season. We have a Mars in Gemini that's about to go retrograde. Everything is mirrors. So I just want you gold fix to just take a look in the mirror. And it's like, okay, we hear you. We're sorry that our bitterness got on you, but giving us a 3-star review and making the compliment into something about Ana de Armas and bitterness, and then only giving us a 3-star review is a little bit bitter of you.
Right.
Like, you're a little bitter about our bitter. And it's like, we're not making cocktails here. We don't need all the bitters. We just need a little bit of love.
Right. And also, I didn't say that Ana de Armas needed to be more joyful in the role of Marilyn. I said that I think that all of her acting is a little one note, and it's a little downtrodden and damsel in distress. And you know what? She picked the script. She read the script. She picked it. She said, this is great, and I'm doing it. Maybe the script was very different between when she read it and when the movie actually, what we saw. Sure. I think I even said that. But the thing is, we like to operate under the assumption that adult women have agency on this podcast.
Sure.
I think that might have been what, like, the whole episode was about. The fact Indeed. That Marilyn Monroe had much more agency than they made her out to have. I think Ana de Armas is a grown-up who also has agency, and she's making her film choices. And I might like them, I might not. It doesn't matter. I'm not her. I'm allowed to have an opinion on her. Gold XXXXXXX fish is allowed to have an opinion. We're allowed to disagree. It's great to disagree. Don't give us a low rating because of that, because you are actually actively hurting the podcast that you admitted you enjoyed listening to.
Yeah, just like don't be bitter. What I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with bitter. Don't be bitter. Be a big hitter.
Yeah, be a big hitter. Be a big hitter of us in our DMs to say, hey, I want to talk about this more.
Actually, wait, let me just say, do not DM me.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't DM me. But we're going, I think that this is the real thing here is like, okay, if you really want to talk about the things that you feel and think on the pod, you can come to the Moonual, which is a Zoom moon ritual where we facilitate these conversations, and you'll hear a lot of different opinions. Speaking of which, on the last episode, you'll hear opinions from Razzie, from Elena, from Val, but we also have Todd Chapman on the pod. And what I want to remind everybody before you write scathing reviews of the leader of the bro life movement, Todd Chapman, is that actually that's our friend Molly Gaby, who's a comedian and a comedy actress. So before you take her incredibly good portrayal of the leader of the bro life movement dead ass and then review us like we have bigots and idiots on the podcast, this is a comedy pod.
Right. And so what if we have bigots and idiots on the podcast?
Well, sure. But more than anything, just, you know, don't put it in the review. We think we're excited that you want to dialogue with us. So I think we're going to create a Facebook page for us to actually gather in community and talk trash, because the review section is not the place to do it, but we do love you. We're so glad you're listening. Yeah. And we want to hear all your hot takes. So whether you meet us on the Facebook app or fuck it, are any women on Reddit? Start a Reddit thread. Let's get discovered. But either way, let's put it in the forums that we will then follow up with and dialogue with you about, rather than do it in the review section, only because Molly and I literally need an income.
Yeah. Ideally, an income would be the reason, part of the reason why we do this. So,
and we're Capricorns. We give a big fuck about like not getting a bad review. So don't fucking do that to us.
Right. And, you know, put your thoughts in the review. That's fine. Just give it a 5-star because it engaged you enough to write a review. That's good. That means it's thought provoking. That means we're doing what we want to do. But yeah, we've started a Facebook group. So we will link that in our Instagram pages. And if you type into your Facebook search bar, Space Trash Fans, Lifestyles of the Rich and Uranus podcast, it will come up and you can join and we can talk about stuff. And I think it's going to be really great. And, you know, now all I'm thinking about all day, every day is whether or not I'm bitter. And I think I like kind of am. So whatever, I'm taking the note, Goldfish, but
thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being here and giving us that reflection. We're open. We're not too bitter to take a little bit of feedback, but we ask that you just change your review in Apple Podcasts because it's really easy to do. Just scroll down. Just change it to 5 stars real quick.
Change it to 5 stars.
Come Fiona, on. I know you're still listening. Change it to 5 stars, whether you like us or hate us, because we want to keep getting angry together.
Right. That's the goal. The goal is not for us to sit and say things that everybody's going to like, because that would be a
boring
name, media company name redacted podcast. And we don't want to be that. I don't want to, I'll tell you off mic, but okay. Like, there's a lot of podcasts out there that are just really bland and they recite the news and they regurgitate the news. If you want that, right. We are not it. and that's fine.
This everything you hear here, everything you hear here is an op-ed.
Yes, everything's an op-ed and everything's up for discussion. And that's why we now have a Facebook group.
Right. We are comedians first draft open micing out here for you, showing you the vulnerable process of coming to our own conclusions. And the way that we do that is we talk about it amongst friends and we look at the astrology and we think about the larger media and business context. And I think we're doing a great job. So Molly, bitter or not, there's no one I'd rather be here ripping Anna de Armas with. And we thank you all for being on this journey with us. Join the Facebook group.
We didn't even rip her. Like we were talking about.
No, we really didn't.
Yeah. Am I really bitter? Like, I'm really upset about this, actually.
Define bitter.
Right. I don't really know. I know that there was an episode of Sex and the City when one of them was like, had I crossed the bridge from bitter to cynical or something? Or like from cynical to bitter? And I was like, oh, is that an important thing to worry about? Maybe.
Okay. Well, let me just read real quick, just from dictionary.com, bitter.
No. You got to pick Merriam-Webster.com. Dictionary.com is not vetted.
Is that wow? I would have never known that. That's really, really incredible knowledge.
Yeah,
Make note.
They kind of just squatted on the domain name and never gave it up.
Oh my God. That is dirty. You dirty dictionary.com heads. We see you. Okay. Yeah. So this is the official Merriam-Webster definition of bitter. Bitter. Being, inducing, or marked by the one of five basic taste sensations that is particularly acrid, astringent.
Oh, no, this is like in terms of eating food.
Okay, let me go down. Oh, here we go. Bitter, marked by intensity or severity.
Okay.
I would say, okay, being relentlessly determined, vehement, exhibiting intense animosity, harshly reproachful, marked by cynicism and rancor, intensely unpleasant, especially in coldness or rawness, caused by or expressive of severe pain, grief, or regret.
That's so sad that someone called me that.
I think it's less that, here's what you guys understand. It's not that Molly is bitter. It's that she is a Capricorn theater lover. She's a Capricorn craftsman. And so she's not like a bitter about Anna. She is using a critical lens to discuss the work because we feel that that is our entry into participating in creating more, better, bigger work ourselves.
I know, but I probably should be less of a bitch.
I don't know. I don't think anyone made it. I mean, Kanye's bitter. You know, I think bitterness is actually one of the greatest driving forces in opinion journalism, or I guess journalism is not the right word, but I just feel like you gotta, when I used to teach comedy writing workshops, I used to have everybody like pick a core emotion just as like a point of view. It's like, we are richer than just the opinions that you hear on this pod. When you're doing, especially when doing comedy, you pick a, is it stupid? Is it scary? Does it make you angry? You pick a point of view and then you create around that point of view, but it doesn't mean that we're limited to that point of view. And actually either way, I do think Anna Armas sucked in the movie and that the movie sucked and that she had a Spanish accent the whole time. So, you know, bitter or good taste.
Don't enable me like that though.
But isn't that what makes podcasts worth listening to?
I don't know. Passion? Everyone tell me if you think I'm bitter or not, but only tell me if you don't.
Yeah. Let us know, not in the reviews, in the Facebook page that we will link on the bottom of this app, and we're going to delete your comment if you say, I'm going to delete your comment before she reads it if you say she's bitter. So just help Molly out here. Just be like, no, you're just a critical thinker.
I'm going to be nicer though. I am, because I think we were kind of talking about this one-on-one before we got on mic. I am nicer in real life than people think from the podcast and from my comedy. So yeah, I'm like, definitely. Maybe I should be a little nicer. Why do I have this like bitter facade up? Why do I have these knives out, to use another Ana de Armas movie? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why are you swimming in the deep waters of, wasn't that the name of the Affleck movie? I don't know. I mean, here's the thing though. Like you're a Capricorn sun in the 10th house. So like, okay, whether you want to be the CEO or not, I do think that you present as like lady boss. And you're a Pisces rising. So really low key, you're actually like kind of trying to protect yourself with that shield of, you know, male supremacy And it's not that. I don't know if that's the thing. I don't, we are from Jersey. I don't mean M-A-L-L. I mean M-O-L-L, mall supremacy. And it's just, it's simply a protective measure against Molly's own sensitive psychic heart.
Well, I'm going to journal about it and I'm going to try to be a little bit less bitter.
I mean, I'm definitely bitter about a bunch of shit. And actually, what a good leeway into the thing that we're going to talk about today.
All right. Here's what happened. I saw a tweet that said, OMG. What did it say? I can't remember. I can say it's friend of the pod, KJ Osman. She's not a friend of this pod, but she's a friend of other pods that I've potted on. When I was doing Royally Us with Us Weekly for a while, she came on the show. She's a great royal.
That's a friend. She's friend of a pod.
She's a friend of a pod. Exactly. She tweeted 1 hour ago, the nanny spilling all to the Daily Mail is the latest twist in the Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles, Jason Sudeikis saga that will surely be getting its own podcast any day now. Well, KJ, look no further because it is getting its own podcast. And then I responded and said, well, I Googled obviously immediately and then wrote OMFG, Daily Mail seems to have deleted it with eyeballs emoji. So the Daily Mail posted this story that's allegedly been sourced from Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde's former nanny. And it's got some wild claims, which again, for legal purposes are fictional.
So and right now what you're listening to is an inspired by a post that was then taken down fictional account of the nanny's review of working for the Sudeikis.
The Sudeikis, yes. Oh man, how sad. I mean, her real last name isn't Wild, but I guess the kid's last name will be Sudeikis instead of Wild. That's a tough, bitter pill to swallow.
Speaking of bitter pill to swallow, is Nick chopping vegetables there or something?
I don't know what he just did. It sounded like he was
hammering,
like cracking open a VHS cassette or something.
There's microwaving going on now.
Yeah, there is microwaving.
This new mic is too sensitive.
I know it's the old mic, but it's got a little thingy on it.
No,
but
I just hear everything right now. But okay, anyway, yeah, the kids are going to be named Sudeikis, and yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's find out what Olivia is. While you tell the people what the story is that they can never read, that actually isn't merely a story, a fictional story that we love to hear that was not leaked from the nanny, but it was. I'm going to find out what her real last name is. But either way, I do think the kid's last name is Sudeikis. And honestly, somebody needs to lasso the nanny in because she has gone rogue.
Yeah. And the kids' names are probably like Fig Leaf and Palette or something. You know? Okay. So this story.
Palette Sudeikis.
Yeah. We got our hands on this story through good old fashioned journalistic wherewithal. So don't expect to find it on the internet because, like we said, it is deleted because it is unable to be verified or at least could not stand up in a court of law. And it is for that reason that it's not true. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Okay. Headline. Exclusive, all caps. DailyMail.com. I love how they put the .com in there. That was definitely a digital editor being like, we're getting the .com in because this was a digital scoop.
Don't say it was on the app.
Yeah. Don't say it was on in print. It had to be .com. Right.
It's not exclusive. On the app. It's not in print. It's .com. Go to your computers and go on Facebook and join the Space Trash Podcast Facebook group, you computer users.
Yeah. Exclusive. DailyMail.com lays bare how quote, giddy, Olivia Wilde became so besotted with Harry Styles on set of Don't Worry, Darling, she dumped fiancé Jason Sudeikis and left, this is all still the headline, and left him so crazed, he threw himself under her car to prevent her from going to lover. That was the headline.
Wait. First of all, okay, that's the longest. I would say, like, they need to hire you, if anything, because I think you could have clipped that up real fast. Like, why do you think, can you just break down that headline for us? Maybe they took it down, not because of journalistic integrity, but they were like, this is written like a five-year-old.
Daily Mail loves long ass headlines. I don't know what it is. I'm sure the SEO headline, as in the one you see on Google, the one you see on social media, is different, but they still, even for those, they have very long headlines. I don't know if it's, I don't know why it's part of their strategy, because they're not even using really good SEO keywords in here. Like, yes, they have Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles, Don't Worry, Darling, Jason Sudeikis. Those are the big ones that you need to get in. But all these adjectives and it's, yeah, left him so crazed. He threw himself under her car to prevent her from going to lover. That is so wordy. It's so many words.
It's so many words. It's also like TMI, because like that's what you would find. Maybe it's because there's like just this culture of people not actually reading articles and just everyone is just like headline surfing. So maybe they just like want everybody to know real quick that Sudeikis is laid in front of her car. And like, they're not going to read this article and, or we're going to have to take this down immediately. So just make sure everyone knows that he laid in front of the car to try to stop her.
That is a really charitable view of what could be going on here. Because
what can I say? I'm not bitter.
I know. Such an amazing person, such a great figurehead. And I'm just the bitter ass Cheney shooting someone in the face on a hunting accident and still not even getting a portrait in the White House.
But it sounds like things at the Sudeikis Wilde household did get nuclear.
Nuclear?
Things got nuclear at the household of Wilde and Styles. Or no, of Wilde and Sudeikis.
Yeah. Okay. So the other thing they do that makes no sense to me from any sort of journalistic SEO or anything standpoint is they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 very long bullet points under the headline before you even get to the story. So these bullet points read, for the first time, DailyMail.com, number one, for the first time, DailyMail.com reveals the full inside story of the breakdown of Olivia Wilde's relationship with Jason Sudeikis and her affair with Harry Styles. 2, DailyMail.com's bombshells track from the time Giddy Wilde began her affair with Harry in October 2020 after meeting on set of Don't Worry, Darling. 3.
That's going to be her next child's name. She's taken Wilde and it's going to be Giddy Wilde.
Giddy Styles Wilde. Giddy Wilde Styles.
Giddy Wilde Styles is iconic.
It's going to happen. Wilde, 38, always claimed she and Sudeikis, 47, split up at the start of 2020, but they actually split 10 months later, weeks after she began filming with Styles. Once again, this is not real. Don't sue us. We are saying that this is unprovable and it's just relevant to the world to have it out there. Their devoted nanny of 3 years, who was caught in the middle of the warring pair, has now spoken out in a blockbuster interview with DailyMail.com. The nanny said Sudeikis later uncovered the full details of Wilde's relationship with Styles by reading messages on an Apple Watch Wilde had left behind. Apple Watch.
Oh, that's happened. You really got to be careful giving kids the extra iPad too. Watch out.
Yeah. Just don't cheat on people is really the message.
And either way, just know that the cloud connects.
Yeah. During one blow up on November 15th, the Ted Lasso star allegedly lashed out and chased after Olivia after she had prepared a salad for Styles in their kitchen. She made Harry Styles a salad and then Ted Lasso chased her out of the house.
Wait, but so Harry was there having a salad?
I don't know if he was there. We'll find it. We'll probably find out.
Is this a euphemism for he was just like eating her ass or something?
This is all still just the bullet points at the top of the story.
We haven't even started the recording. Yeah. LOL.
Jason went outside and lay under her car so she wouldn't leave, the nanny said. If that were true, he could have been joking around or something. I don't think that's that crazy.
Hang on. I'm pulling up these bullet points myself because I'm now confused. She was making a salad for Harry.
He wasn't there. It sounds
so. She was just making a salad for, like, she was gonna bring a salad somewhere,
right? Also, homemade salads aren't really good. Like, wouldn't you just go to Chopped. And then the final bullet point, a series of devastating texts from Wilde and Sudeikis to their nanny reveals how the actor was crying to her about Olivia leaving. Oh, this is really sad.
This is so brutal. And I, for every reason, this article, I get why it would be taken down, but I'm sure glad that you are such a sleuth and we caught it for the table read today.
Yeah. The fictional table read.
Fictional table read.
Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis was so devastated after learning that his live-in fiance, Olivia Wilde, had taken up with Harry Styles. I feel like we actually might not even be able to publish this because we will get sued.
Is this going to start the Patreon?
Oh, shit.
That's a forum.
It is a forum. Okay. Okay, so...
go to our Patreon. We're starting it now for this app. I think this is actually eclipse season forcing us into doing the thing that we really just should be doing.
Yeah. That's really great. Let's do that. And I'll cut out some of the stuff I said in the bullet points because some of that stuff was definitely suable.
But we can keep it in the Patreon. And also, I already set up the Patreon anyway. So we already have a Patreon.
I already set up a Patreon.
We both have set up a Patreon?
I guess so.
We'll have to look into that because LOL.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to hear more, go to our Patreon, Space Trash Patreon.
Or Space Trash Podcast Patreon. I think we own both and we're going to find out.
Yeah, we're going to put this on one of them.
Whoa.
Okay, we're back. This is, once again, the public part of the podcast. We are going to give you a little comparison of their charts, Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis' charts. We don't have the nanny's chart because she's still a private citizen. If you want to hear the redacted Daily Mail story and our take on it, that's on our Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. That is where the real meat of the Daily Mail story, which has now been deleted from the internet, lives.
So we know that Olivia Wilde is a Pisces sun Mercury and a North Node moon Gemini. Well, wouldn't you know, Jason Sudeikis, Pisces moon, Virgo sun. So this truly is a Pisces soup. And what is he upset about? Virgo, the salad. Okay. So this is literally, he is the energy of the Virgo Pisces axis. They both have the relationship probably was pretty.
Can you?
She is the red one. He's the blue one.
Okay. That makes complete sense.
Right. So he's actually is shocked and is trying really hard. Sun in Virgo, he actually does not want this kind of public embarrassment. He is so betrayed. He is like, I gave you fucking everything. And I like am trying to be the best version of myself that I can be for you. And because he has his moon in Pisces and she has her sun and Mercury in Pisces, I actually think they had I think they had 10 really good years. I don't think it was so bad. Mm-hmm.
I think also the nanny senses that Virgo sun fear of embarrassment and she thinks she's doing him a favor.
Yeah, I think, well, say more. What do you mean?
I think she thinks that she's vindicating him by showing that he was just really hurt and Olivia did cheat on him and he is the wronged party and she wants to set the record straight. And it has completely gone over her head that he doesn't want the record set straight because the truth is even more embarrassing than
100%.
What's more embarrassing than your girlfriend dating Harry Styles after you? Your girlfriend cheating on you with Harry Styles and making him some special salad dressing.
And like leaving the family.
Right. Allegedly, if all that stuff is true, which we have.
And
no
then
idea.
Gaslighting you and saying, no, babe, I'm just at work. You're being crazy.
Right.
But look at this. Allegedly. Right. So I do think, though, that they had a very good, very spiritually connected. Like, I do think they felt like soulmates there for a while. Like Pisces on Pisces, they spoke each other's language. They get each other. They really connected from a past life place. They were like, wow, like this really feels like creative home for me. Right. And his Virgo sun, I think, was very grounding for her. Not only does she have, you know, the moon and I mean, Gemini and Virgo are both ruled by Mercury. So even though they're not, you know, technically they're square. They're not actually complementary signs. They are because they're both mercurial, but the difference is that Virgo is very much like exacting. Let's get the words right. Let's be literal. Let's actually like do everything with precision and with dedication and devotion. Whereas Gemini is like, yeah, I love to talk. We can talk it out. But the minute that my opinion is different than yours, I'm switching teams. And so I think he is like, we talked about this, you know, like a million times over. And she's like, yeah, but sorry, like it's Harry Styles. I mean, not in those words. And I'm sure that's not what she said, but you know what I mean? It's like Virgo right. moon. I mean, Virgo sun is like, don't embarrass us. Gemini moon is like, we don't have to embarrass us. You are responsible for your own feelings and you're crazy if you think I'm fucking Harry Styles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's confusing. I also think we need to take some time to lay some blame on Harry Styles here because...
Yeah, he hit on a woman who was engaged and living with her husband and two kids, or her fiance and two kids.
Right. He's got the internet. He knows.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not cool. I mean, we're on the record on this podcast. Yes, you should always be more angry at the person in the relationship. But in my opinion, if you know that someone's in a relationship and you hook up with them, you're dirt.
It's just fucking uncool. And I mean, what's interesting though, is we're talking about, you know, eclipses are next week. Eclipse season has started again. Olivia has her wound, her Chiron, conjunct her Juno marriage asteroid in Taurus, conjunct his south node. So this is a past life marriage fight that actually is bringing him into his north node destiny. It is connecting with her Scorpio Mars. So he actually is meant to find that Apple Watch and stop being so fucking fake safe with your money and your house and your nice pictures. It's like, hey, get real, Jason. You're going to actually have to fight with this person that you thought you were going to marry. And you're going to have to get all this information because she's sneaking around to actually get real. And it actually, in a weird way, this conflict is faded and is actually part of what he needs to learn to work with in this life, which is that Scorpio deep, dark truth behind closed doors. Jason's North Node is in Scorpio, exactly conjunct Olivia's Mars. So he actually, by fighting with her in this dirty, dark, behind closed doors, secrets, deception, whatever, betrayal, he's actually being brought into his life's work. His south node is in Taurus, meaning like he's used to just like being comfy, cozy, safe, rich, having money, having things be, you know, healthy and basic. Well, his south node is exactly conjunct her wound and her marriage asteroid. So actually this is a past life relationship that is bringing them both into doing their lives work, and it is dissolving the karma that they created together in a past life that was unresolved.
Oh my God, that's crazy. So like
now her north
her mode, being her feeling comfortable in that Taurus space is like agitating her, and she like hates it because that's where her Chiron is.
Right. She's going to marriage in general. Why even were they engaged and had two kids before she got married? Chiron conjunct Juno. There was a part of her that almost remembered being married to him in the past and was a little bit afraid of something like this happening. She couldn't put her finger on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But her north node is in Gemini with her moon. So it's like when she started expanding her world as a storyteller, she met someone else and actually now is having another relationship with another, what feels like partner twin. And, you know, I don't think it's necessarily her purpose to be a cheater, but I do think North Node Moon conjunct in Gemini, she is meant to actually explore all the stories. Whereas like, because she has a South Node in Sagittarius conjunct her Uranus, she needs to actually not, she's coming from a past life perspective where like she is the expert and whatever she says goes and whatever is the truth, like whatever she says is the truth. And actually she needs to not only get called out about lying about Shia LaBeouf firing the nanny and having an affair, but she also is allowed to say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. I don't want to marry Jason. I want to be with Harry Styles.
I think she might be a little bit poly, like not
totally. That's why I think I said that at the beginning, when we first read them. I'm like, oh, they're definitely fucking other people after shows for fun.
Yeah. Like, I don't think she's polycule poly. She's not cringe poly, but I think she is like, don't fence me in poly, where she's just 100%. Like, look, I'm gonna do stuff. I'm doing other stuff.
I think that's exactly right. And I think like what's interesting too, is this happening November, 2020. That's when the nodes were in Gemini and Sagittarius. So she was having a nodal return, actually sending her into her purpose, which is to say, you know what, I'm going to actually really move into being my true self, even if, like, no matter who it hurts. He's having a nodal reversal. So while this is putting her on her course of being like, I know I shouldn't have cheated and I shouldn't be so like cagey and my story should make sense with the last story I told. Sorry, I'm a Gemini moon. Sometimes I have no idea what the fuck I said and I just change it every sentence. But he's having a nodal reversal. So he's having a past life memory come up where he's like, he literally feels like his big reaction, he feels like he's in an alternate hell universe, like that he remembers too. And he's like, oh my God, like he can't believe that he's here because he tried to avoid actually seeing and knowing. There may have been things as their relationship moved, progressed, where he was like, is she a flaky cheater? And also there might've been things where she was like, is he an alcoholic? So like as their relationship
weakened, I don't think he's an alcoholic,
but now what she's saying is like, there was a reason why I left Jason, you know? So it's like, well, there were things that were going wrong, I think, in the relationship, in whatever way you spin it. And I think he was actually trying to say, no, it's all good. And she was going, no, actually I was wrong. I want something else.
Yeah, my vibe that I'm getting is that he wanted to tame her and she was getting agita from that. She couldn't stand it.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if it's that he wanted to tame her. I think he was really happy with her as the perfect wife, mother of his children. And he, South Node in Taurus, like all this dude wants is to just feel like he has a sense of like security. And she completely rocked his fucking world by being like, surprise, I don't love you.
Yeah, I'm bummer.
In the chart of their relationship, the South Node in the composite chart is conjunct their Venus-Uranus conjunction in Scorpio. So this kind of thing happening is likely with a Uranus conjunct Venus in Scorpio behind closed doors, secret things and betrayal, right? Grief of child abandonment and losing your children with the Chiron wound, the security in the house of Taurus is exactly the Chiron of this relationship is exactly conjunct the North Node in the sky right now where these eclipses are happening. And there, the relationship is having a Uranus opposition to itself. So there is like a real, this is a fated change for them, bringing up both of their wounds. And what's also fun is that the last full moon, you can hear the ep that we did, you know, at the Moonual, it's posted now, the last full moon at the late degree of Aries. So this moon is, of course, when this story would come out, illuminating the truth, not only of how selfish they both are, but of the nitty gritty of the like war that's been going on behind closed doors. They've been trying to expose it. What did we say about the Scorpio eclipses coming? Eclipses are coming. The eclipse is happening. A total new moon eclipse is happening on October 25th. And what is going to happen is in the area of your chart where Scorpio resides, there are going to be massive exposures of things that you have been trying to hide or things that all of a sudden change really quickly behind closed. It's basically like fate is washing in all the Scorpio shit, which Scorpio never, ever, Scorpio either wants to transform it itself, but if it's not really healthy, it really wants to hold the fuck on and keep things secret and stay in the dark, muddy waters. So, and to stay private and secret. So it's like, sorry, you guys, the nanny is coming through on the full moon in Aries, exposing your full moon in Aries, emotional truth and selfish warlike behavior is North Node and their Chiron actually like asking you both to look at how this relationship not only has wounded your children and has actually wounded your shared finances. The more and more and more you keep trying to keep this like managed and controlled. And then that South Node is clearing out the area in their chart where their heart is. Uranus opposite Uranus. It's like, sorry, kid, like, you know, shit's out of luck. It's a random freak accident, but this lightning rod just came down and it lit your house on fire and you're out of a home. So we know it hurts, but you're exposed and everything is different now. And I don't think that's a coincidence at all.
Yeah. Bummer. Okay. Well, I think we have to leave it at that. And then if people want more, we can do it on the Patreon.
And you can join the Patreon. You can let us know. We can ask questions. It's going to be way more facilitative of interactive conversation. And otherwise, like, just leave the reviews for nice things to say. We don't need to know that you didn't like our take.
Yeah, give us a five stars.
Everybody go back in there and redo your five stars.
Give us a 5-star review, and then you can rip us to shreds on the Patreon.
We look forward to it. We're not bitter. We're open.
Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast.
Thank you guys so much. We can't wait to see you on the Tron.
And Facebook. Their Facebook group is a free version of doing it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. I love it. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you soon. Maybe even tomorrow. You never know what kind of the news breaks this eclipse season will bring us. We will hear to report it all as it comes.
Yes, we absolutely will.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.